Hi.
Hi. So wait, what happened with Abby?
Can you hear her barking, you guys?
No, I really never can.
She's barking in the backyard, and I would shock her with a shock collar, but she ate the collar. That's how you know. That's how you know your dog is heinous. She ate her shock collar.
Okay, break it down for the people who can't imagine having a dog that bad.
Mm-hmm, too bad.
Was the collar on her or off of her when
on
she ate
her?
It?
And I put her in her. I know. I put her in her kennel because that was the humane thing to do. It's been cold in these parts,
yeah,
for Dallas, and so yeah. I put her in her kennel, which she's in it quite a bit. And she, it was around her neck, and I get home and it's in three different pieces sitting in the bottom of the kennel. I don't know how she got it off. I don't know.
And did like did you have to go to the vet then? Because there's a buzzer in her belly.
Thankfully, the buzzer's intact. So I ordered a new collar, which I promptly sent. I don't know how Amazon, you know, it changes the preferred address. So I promptly sent it to Austin. So
no,
Kate has a shock collar that I desperately need. And meanwhile, my dog's out there barking. She's living her freest life.
You know, so, what? That's a sign that you're a parent of a semi-adult child, because we've sent plumbing parts to Tennessee.
Is that a sign of adult kids, or is it a sign of like menopause?
I don't know. Share. They're like semi-adult, so they're sharing your Amazon account.
Yeah,
but you're not. You're so distracted by life that you don't even notice where it's going.
You get locked out of Netflix because there's too many people on your account, and you're like,
yes.
All my kids are at school. Oh, it's Kate and her friends.
This is a sign. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of signs that you're a parent of a semi-adult. So, you know, I did up my little craft retreat this last weekend.
Oh, yes, you did.
And there are some gals who are very into working out every day. Like,
okay.
Lord bless them and keep them, and may his face shine upon them.
Yeah.
But it was freezing a couple of the days, and they sure were still out there.
Oh, wow.
And as they're about, I can like, it's a pretty quiet area where we are, basically cornfields everywhere. And we hear honking. And then the girls come in and they're laughing and they're like, that FedEx guy. And we're like, what? I guess he'd passed them on their way out and said something about how they were the hot moms.
Oh.
And then on the way back, he's honking and saying something to them. And they're laughing. They're like, how did he even know we were moms?
Gosh, so, I want to be oogled. Is that the word?
What do you think the tell was? Because we came up with what we thought it was.
That they were moms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, how do you think this FedEx guy, he didn't just think they were single older ladies taking a walk?
I think, yes, that they were moms. Okay. I think it was because their Lululemon attire covered their behind. Because I'll tell you what, the teens do not do that.
What do you think? That's a good guess.
Or do you know?
Well, one of them said, of course he knew we were moms. We were wearing weighted vests.
So bad. Weighted vests. Oh.
Do you have one of those yet? Because that's one of my sidetracked things. So we'll get to that in a minute. But do
no,
you have
but
one?
Remember for Christmas, I asked for those weighted bracelets, and they're real cute blue. And I'll tell you what, people, they are still in the packaging.
Yeah.
I'm going to use them. I just really like, can we just be straight, everybody? I haven't exercised much since Christmas just because of life and a book and all the things. And so, I mean.
Wait, hold on. Are you writing a book?
Yeah. No one knows about that, right? I haven't mentioned that once, have I? I wish everyone could see me, although I'm glad you can't. I literally flew in last night. We can talk about that later. Flew in last night and got up at 4:45 this morning because I couldn't sleep. I needed to write because I didn't write enough this weekend. And so I'm sitting here taping with Sweet Heather with, I was going to say no makeup, but y'all know that I sleep in my makeup because I don't wash my face. I know, everybody, save your DMs. So I have yesterday's lack of makeup on, straight out of bed, head.
Straight
no
out
bra.
Of Compton.
Are we allowed to talk about no bra? I mean, all of it. I mean, I have a sweatshirt on. It's bad. It's bad over here.
So from an outside view, mm-hmm. I think you look adorable.
Well, you're always sweet. Such an encourager, this Heather McFadden.
I just think that you don't ever wear makeup because you look great. Maybe it's because you've had all that lasering. Mm-hmm. So your
ever,
baby.
Ever since they burned off my face. Mm-hmm. I really do. I know, but I, yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, what's the
So you're adorable, but you feel like a little tired, a little bit worn out. You and I both were like, I don't think we're going to be very funny today. Here's the story, Morning Glory. Bruce took the boys skiing. He got back yesterday.
President's
and I'm making dinner and he goes, I just thought you'd be a little more well rested.
No, sir.
That did not hit well.
Because you were on your retreat while they were skiing.
Yeah. And I think his idea was he'd come home and I'd be an Energizer bunny and I just want to jump his bones and.
Oh, oh my gosh. What's our editor's name? I just forgot.
Rachel.
Rachel. Oh my gosh. Deal with that immediately.
I just think that I don't know what his expectation was, but here's what's in my head is, yeah, I had a great time. Yeah, I got away. Yeah, I had time with girlfriends and we got to watch chick flicks and I got to work on my crafts. But what's in my head is my week this week, which every minute is full of something and speaking, you know, like a birthday for a kid.
Yep. That's
you know, what's not on his mind. Our son's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, 13, by the way.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Anywho, I just was like, okay, I may have been well rested while you were away, but now that everyone has returned, yeah, I don't think I'm very funny either. I'm just grumpy.
Well, let me tell you something, guys, about coming back in town. The beauty of leaving town, everyone knows this. If you're a mom, you know this, is that people realize all that you do. That is just normal everyday stuff. And so me being gone just for a couple of days, but at one point, Brett, my high schooler, calls me and he's actually mocking something I said a while back, but he calls and he goes, oh my gosh, you didn't check in all weekend. I mean, is this how it's going to be when I go to college? Because he had gone somewhere like a couple months ago and didn't check in one time for like 5 days. I was like, bro, like that's not okay. Is this what it's, so I got the call from Brett mocking me. He's like, is this going to be what it is when I go to college? You don't even check in? But then I got back and this morning, my sweet husband, before he left for work, he made the bed. Now, listen, Mike Yanoff doesn't make the bed. I make the bed every single day. And I think that was a little nod to like, I appreciate what you do. I've made the bed, which was such a sweet gesture. But
do you think he's feeling bad about what he said on Super Trackers?
Oh, that I didn't make dinner.
The regular trackers don't know, but he said so many kind things. But you know what people who are achievers do? Do they focus on all the kind things?
Oh, no. It's like when I went and looked over the weekend at the reviews on my book, and I bet you there's 150 great reviews, and there's one bad one, and I go to it every time. I'm like, they're right. That was a stinker. It's like ridiculous.
It's the thing. I was like, oh, as it came out of Mike's mouth, I was like, Mike, 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 Mike.
It wasn't even a big deal, but yeah.
It wasn't a big deal, but it was also one of those things that it was a role that women are often given no matter how much work we do.
Right.
Like
right,
he even acknowledged like you have two jobs right now. And I said three with you throwing sidetracked and getting to re-record all the time. And it's like, but meals always land on the female.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Of course he's going to make that darn bed.
He made the bed. It's like the little things over here.
How many pillows do you have on your bed?
I have quite a few. Like you, sleeping pillows, four, but like decorative, there's probably six or eight, and they're really bad. Like, I don't know about you guys. Is the bedroom the last place you make attractive in your house? Because it's like my house is, I think, in my very humble opinion, real cute in most of the places. But you walk in my bedroom and you're like, oh, they must have just gotten out of college.
Well, since mine is in the guest room, for sure.
Yes. Didn't someone ask us that, by the way? Didn't someone ask
us? Yeah, someone wanted us to cover that. I think it was in our Super Tracker AMA. Maybe we will this week. That's what we're going to tease you with, Super Trackers, is we're going to talk through how to make your home ready for teens. I think she was wanting to think ahead, like what should your house have for moving into the teen years? So.
And I also thought, maybe I read the question wrong, but I also thought she was asking, like, if you're looking for a new house, like, what would you, what would you care about? So we'll talk about that. If I was looking for a new house, what would I care about? I'd care about the house that doesn't have a dog that eats their collar. Let's start there, everyone.
This was a choice. There was a meeting and someone chose to get a new dog and name it Abby. Mm-hmm. Her name is her dog, Abby.
I know. Must not be nice. Hey, do you want to know about where I went this weekend? Is anybody interested? Does anybody care?
Yes.
That was so reluctant. Okay, next.
Well, it's tricky because I know a little bit because of the live we did, but I want to hear how it went. Like, for everyone who didn't watch the live, will you tell them where you were?
Which is most people, because I looked at the live when I was talking and it had like, does the little eye at the top tell you how many people
are
there?
But that's not how it works. People like watch it later. Oh. People watch it later. So thousands of people watch it.
I'm sure thousands of people have watched our live.
I'm using one of my screen zins to check, just so you know, that's how I
care. I can't even turn this on. That's what they're seeing. Where's Heather? That's how our lives go. But if you haven't caught our lives, they're Fridays. And if we would set a time, that people would be so happy. But it's just when we think of it on Fridays.
That's when we think about it. And that's why I'm saying people watch it later. Oh, this one wasn't as watched. Okay. 329 people. But there was one where I was with you and 2,300 people watched that one.
Wow. I bet they were disappointed. Okay. I went to El Paso, Texas, where I grew up. And I made a joke, I think, on our live that Kate's in Barcelona right now and I'm in El Paso. So that is the epitome of how it works with your college and high school kids, right? Like, they're wearing Lulu and you're wearing Walmart.
Yeah. You're wearing the dupe off Amazon and they've got the room. Totally. Actual Athleta.
Mm-hmm. And it looks the same until you wash it. It comes out of the dryer in one wadded ball. And you're like, huh, it's now a toddler size, but okay. So I went to El Paso because my brothers were going. It doesn't matter why, but none of us obviously live there anymore. And they were going. And then my parents were like, well, we'll go. And so then, like, when 4/5 of my family is going, I was like, to our home where we never go back, I was like, when do you ever get to be with your like family of origin? Just like the five of us, as much as I love all of our spouses and kids and all the things, but just to be us. And so my sweet mom was like, you do not need to go. Like, you've got this book due. And so I think I just kept saying, like, I don't have time to go and I don't have time to not go to be there for this. And so we went, and I'll spare you all the details, but we stopped at like the favorite restaurants. We went by our church. Of course, we went by the home we grew up in. And I was so nostalgic like the whole time because I'm just never there. And so one morning I was in a hotel so I could write some, and they were in a VRBO. And so I was walking up to get a Diet Coke, shocking to nobody. And I just kept walking. I ended up walking up to my high school, which is really weird, actually. It's like walking down the main, like, it's walking Preston in Dallas. Like, why are you walking down Preston Road, weirdo? But I was walking and I was just like thinking, like, you know, gosh, what would my 50 plus year old self tell my then, you know, 16 or 17 year old self? And just thinking through all those things that, you know, I know and I've learned and all that. And so anyway, it was such a nostalgic, fun time. But I will say this, like, going home felt therapeutic. But I remembered this verse that I was taught in Sunday school, that the teacher was so lame and 300 years old. And she made us every week do the same passage. Okay. And she would bribe us.
Like, to memorize it, or the same passage that you would talk about?
To memorize it.
Okay.
And so
she really wanted you to know it.
Yes. And I was like, gosh, so lame, 12-year-old Cynthia was. But her tactics work, because I'm just going to tell it to you real quick. But it's like, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you into myself. Where you are, I will be also. Okay, so it worked. I still know it, okay? But I was reminded in that verse that what my 12-year-old self didn't know, that this woman wanted me to know. This is the deep thought for the day, everyone.
Okay.
Is that this is not your home. Even when you go back, like, I went back to my physical home. But even there, we're going through something with one of my brothers who's had a job loss that just no one expected. And you know, my dad has memory issues now and early stages of Alzheimer's. And I got an email about something that I didn't even open while I was there because I just didn't want to process it yet. And I was just reminded in that even, you know, you go home and you get these glimpses of home and what earthly home is, and as comforting as great as that is, like, this is not our home. And Jesus is gone and he's prepared a place for us. And I'm so grateful, just that perspective of remembering that there will be a place where there's not unopened emails, and there will be a place where there's not memory loss and job loss and all the things. And so that's Deep Moments by Cynthia Yanoff. But that I ended up writing a chapter on that.
I was going to say, like, sometimes these things that we think are taking away from our writing are actually the things that inspire it. Because if you just sit in a room by yourself, you're like, and what do I write about? Like, yeah, this is coming. Yeah, totally. No, I'm proud of you for going. And I also, I totally agree. Like, what a relief that we have a big H. My pastor would call it big H hope. Like we have all these little H hopes that we put our, you know, we're like, oh, maybe when I get, like for me, I put a lot of little H hope in if I get a different house, then all of a sudden everything would be better. And it's like exactly what you're saying. There will be no place this side of heaven that's going to satisfy all the inner longings that I have for peace and for comfort and belonging. And so
tell that to Bruce after you got home last night. This is your needs are not met in an earthly sense, sir.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go
sorry.
Other places. No,
what
no,
else
don't.
You got? Oh, and one other quick thing. I got asked to speak at a thing. This I think you're going to think is funny, and I'm just going to throw it out there, everybody. It's a, you know, it's called Momco now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Remind me. Momco. Mm-hmm. What did that used to be?
Mops.
Okay. Thank you. I was never in Mops. I wonder if I
what?
Got thrown out. Not one time did I attend a Mops.
A lot of the people I was just with this weekend were from my original Mops group.
I never went to a Mops meeting.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird?
I mean, I was even on steering, and people who are in Mops, and they know what that means. That means like you're
they
the,
know what that means. Back
down. That means
down.
You're the boss of the Mops.
Stand down, Bossy. Bossy.
What are you saying?
Sounds like Bossy
Rachel?
Steering mom. Rachel edit that too.
Rachel, I just got the text that Bruce arrived in Austin.
Oh, thank goodness.
See, I okay. asked for those. Yeah.
So Momco reached
Momco,
out.
What happened?
I think we met these people, the corporate people one time. Remember
yeah.
this? Okay. Well, one of them reached out and asked me if I would speak. Remember how we've been laughing about who would ask Cynthia Ganoff to speak at a women's business leadership thing? Here's the new one. They've asked me to speak at a Momco run thing, like a mom's running group that they're doing them all over the country where they
wait,
have
wait, like running like a marathon?
Like put on your Lulu that covers your behind. I'm like, wait, it's put on your weighted vest, if you will, and come to the Momco, which I think is a great idea. Get moms up. It all makes sense, Momco. We're proud of you. Get these women out there exercising, feeling good about themselves. Me? You want who to speak? So then I was like, oh, great. Now I guess I gotta put on the weighted vest, but it's in Dallas in the end of March. I will link it because it'd be fun for anybody who wants to go. I guess I'm speaking, they'll have music, they'll do the 5K, and then I'll speak at the end. But I got all
this is real. You didn't just say this out loud. Okay.
This is the real deal, you guys.
This is gonna be amazing.
I think 2025 is gonna be the year of how weird is the thing Cynthia's been asked to speak at? And I'm just going to say yes to them. I'm all of them. I mean, it may be, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be at like ClownCom in a few months, but I'm just going to do it, everyone. So
I think that's fantastic. Well, I didn't tell you, but next week I go to Focus on the Family to record something.
Oh my gosh. That's huge.
Well, it's with what's her name? Jody Burnt. Have you heard of her? She wrote Praying Scriptures for Your Children.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
She's starting a new YouTube show with Focus. And so I'm going to go do that.
Oh, congratulations.
Next week. And I'm going to tour their whole facilities. But I definitely think I'm at that stage where I don't feel like giving parenting advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why is that?
You know, the
that's
stage
unfortunate
of teenagers.
For, unfortunate
I know,
for
that's why I'm
alone.
Like, I'm going to go in there and be like, and reality. That's that's going to be my message. I'm the realistic parenting person, you know, like I'm not big into formulas and I'm not big into like telling people if you do X, Y, and Z, then X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And I know Jody's not that way either. So that's good. So
I think there is. And I think that's just a good life lesson in general for moms. Like unless someone specifically asks you for parenting advice, that's like the ins and outs. People don't want prescriptive. I don't. I try to almost never get prescriptive.
Well, you do when you have a baby, when you have a 2-year-old,
truth,
when you are like desperate and you maybe don't even want to follow the pattern of your parents. That's what's tricky.
Yeah.
I find the people that want the prescriptive churches, that want the prescriptive parenting are ones who did not have a childhood or a spiritual home that they want to emulate. And so they're like, tell me how to do it. And so they're the ones buying those prescriptive books and
I think I did. You're right. I did want prescriptive when they were very little, but as they get older, I thought I wanted it, but I didn't. And I surely don't want to give it because I've never raised your kid and you've never raised, you know, my three. I found this pink journal. It's sitting on my, sitting on my desk because
so
I just
lovely.
Wrote about it. Everything's content right now, people, but it is literally the journal my mother gave me when Kate was a newborn. The inscription says to it, to Cynthia, on your first Mother's Day, a book to journal your days with Kate. Love, Mom. Aww. And so I know. So I pulled it open and I was reading the first entry here in my little handwritten notes. You
take
guys.
Take us back. What year for the people who can't do
June
math?
June 27th of 2003. Okay. And here's the funniest thing I said in the whole thing. And I wasn't trying to be funny. I go through this, how much she ate, literally, how much she's eating, who she looks like. And I said the first several weeks were
extreme. You said she was an ugly baby.
Oh, horrid.
So it would be an insult if you told us who she looked like.
Well, by now it's June 27th. She was born April 30th. Maybe she'd gotten a little short-sighted.
She cutened up. Okay.
I mean, ish. But I said this. Hey, guys, I can say I had an ugly baby. She's real cute now, but my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I said this, the first several weeks were extremely challenging because Kate had her days and nights confused. We spent all day trying to keep her awake and all night just trying to get her to sleep. She's always been a great eater. Always? She's like 6 weeks old. She's always been a great eater. She likes to do it frequently. And then I started
achieving. She's achieving when it comes to eating. Way to go, Kate.
I go through all the times on it. And then I end over here and I say, I had no idea how difficult it would be to go week after week with no sleep, but we're about to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hey, wake up, Cynthia. The light at the end of the tunnel is about 20 years away.
It's what? Not even close still.
Girl, you don't even know there's a tunnel. Much there's less no light.
Oh, bless her heart. Bless her heart. Man. Oh, if I could find a journal, that's going to be that we're going to have readings from past journals to give people perspective in your parenting. Gosh darn.
One other thing that's worthy of noting from this journal. Do you know what the last entry is? Mm-mm. Let's take a note. The last entry came in, I mean, there's like these huge gaps. And I think the last one was in 2005. Really kept that ditty up, didn't I? I mean, I knocked them dead with my journaling skills.
Well, how old, when did Brett come along?
May 6th of 2007 is my last entry. Brett was born in 07. And I think that's all you need to know. That's you had everything. A second kid in the mix. Forget it.
There goes all your journaling time.
And the first thing I wrote about that. The first thing I wrote in that one is so me. I said, this is terrible. I haven't written in over a year. I have so much to catch up on. Way to beat myself up for not achieving my journal.
I better go fill in all those days.
I'm going to make them up. I'm just, So anyway, I've got.
You're a slave driver to yourself. Like you're like, get mm-hmm. back to work, lady.
Oh, yeah. So when you go to Focus, if you need my journal to tell these people how to raise their children.
I will. I'll make sure they're eating.
For 9 entries.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm still on my health things. I'm telling y'all, my insurance is going to be like, what is going on with this lady? Got the genetic testing. All good. No mutations, people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's good. I got my mammogram. And here's the story. I love this mammogram place. Whereas I used to be terrified to do this thing. If you have been on the fence, go to find a Solis mammogram near you. This is
love Solis. Yeah.
They make it so easy to schedule. You walk in, you're in and out in 15 minutes.
Did you just get paid by Solis for that?
I totally did. But I walk up to the desk and there is a sign and I took a picture and I've got to go find it now. But it basically was like, do not speak unkindly or treat unkindly our workers. This is a peaceful place. We want to foster to a healthy environment. And I'm like, why do they need a sign? Who's coming in for their mammogram yelling at the lady at the front? And then I go get some blood work done for an actual sponsor, Function Health. And I'm talking to the lady and she's like, yeah, if you notice, there's no front desk because people get so worked up in here. She said, I don't know why people cuss at me when I'm about to take their blood out. And I'm like, who's cussing at you?
Wow.
And she said, we don't have a front desk person anymore because someone threw one of the chairs and broke the glass at the reception area.
Holy cow.
I'm like, who are these people? And then hours after my mammogram, I just picked up Knox. We're driving on Inwood. And we're sitting at the light and I look in front of me and a guy is out of his car, like an older gentleman. Why is he out of his car? I'm thinking, is he looking, getting directions? And then I realize he's yelling at the kid in the Jeep. And then all of a sudden I look and he full on spits. And when I'm four cars back and I can see the liquid.
Ooh, he spits on the kid's car?
Yes.
What's wrong with people?
And the light has already turned green. He's already missed almost the whole light and gets back in his car. And I'm like, you know what, Knox? I'm sorry you had to see that. But that man has to go home with himself. Like ooh, that yeah. level of anger. Mm-hmm. Anyway, not funny, but I'm thinking, have you ever lost your cool at a mammogram place or blood draw or road rage? Are you that person?
No. I mean, I've lost my cool and I've realized at the mammogram that things are not where they used to be. But I didn't yell at anybody. I mean, no. And listen, if anybody should be raging, it was me last year with my burned skin and my colonoscopy and my mammography and my, I mean, my gosh. It's funny.
Or me going into my ultrasound yesterday.
Yeah.
Thinking it was a belly ultrasound.
What was it? A booty?
No.
Oh, well, you made a face. I didn't know where we were headed.
There's another hole. I just did not know it was going to be one of those ultrasounds.
Oh, up the business?
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No. They were doing like a baseline check on all my stuff. Anyway, all that to say, I was like walking in thinking like, oh, this is funny. There's no baby in there. I'll just, you know, they'll rub the belly.
They didn't rub the, they rubbed other things. They rubbed the parts.
I was just like, this is the worst day ever. No wonder I was in a bad mood last night.
You should have told him, I've had enough violating today. Thank you.
Today is, I mean, any kind of rest I got over the weekend is gone after Monday.
Wait, what were you getting a sonogram for?
Because the OB-GYN wanted like a baseline of like, anyway, I've never seen this person before. So I guess she did find some stuff. I'm going to get to have a little surgery. It's fine. It's all fine, people. But this is what I'm saying. Like you do one doctor's thing and it like leads to like seven.
I wonder if we should move this podcast to the medical genre. We do talk a lot about it.
But I do think we help the women in this stage. Like you're not alone and you do need to take care of stuff. And I wonder how many appointments have been made because of our conversations.
Maybe one, like one. Mine. Okay, one. Well, then before we leave that topic, then can I make a menopause comment real quick?
Please.
Okay, you know how everything is menopause apparently? Like just like everything's cancer. If you Google anything, you're literally like, you know, I clear my throat a lot. You have cancer. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, cool. As I clear my throat. Sorry.
Is this how you tell us?
I apologize. Okay. But okay, so you know they talk about brain fog. Well, first of all, I already have that. And case in point is I turned on the bathtub a few minutes ago to throw JB in the tub. I was going to tell him to get jump in the tub for a quick moment because I don't know if this kid got bathed while I was gone and he could just play around or whatever. Then he didn't want to. I forgot I had the water on until literally right before we hit record and it was almost overflowing. I'm losing my mind. So that's one thing. But two, there's a situation going on in the boudoir and it's not what anybody thinks is I'm getting ready to talk about. There's a situation that I get in bed at night freezing. I have on a sweatshirt. I have like either my Barefoot Dreams blanket or people, sometimes I have on my electric blanket throw thing. Okay. And then something happens around 1, 2, 3 in the morning and I sweat from head to toe and I'm stripping off things. I mean, electric blankets thrown, sweatshirts off, covers are off. I mean, it is the, and then I'm suddenly wet from sweating so much and then I'm cold again. And next thing I know, I'm putting it all back on again. And I'm like, what? And I know this is hot flashes because
night sweats.
Yes, I would have said it's not that, except for the fact my legs never sweat. Like my legs, I have a weird thing about my legs. My legs sweat. Everything sweats. So Brett recently bought off of the I don't know.
Interwebs?
The interwebs, the marketplace, but the one for our school.
Oh, bought, like the Facebook marketplace?
Yeah, Facebook. But yeah, he bought an ice bath. I was like, that's just what we need in our garage is an ice bath. I'm starting to think I might need to jump in the ice bath a few times a night.
In the middle of the night.
Have you ever been in an ice bath, by the way?
Not if I can help it.
Do that. I guess
I think that this is what I heard. Mm-hmm. It like triggers in your body a survival thing that increases the positive endorphins in your body. Mm. So like if you have struggled with depression for a long time,
yeah,
taking an ice bath a day can be a good like all natural treatment to get your happy hormones back. So like your endorphins back because it's like your body's like, I'm going to die. Send survival hormones out there.
Well, okay.
It's terrible. It's miserable. So you're basically miserable.
it's one of those where you're so miserable that when you go back to your normal, then your new baseline is like, oh, well, life isn't that bad. Not
freezing.
Well, Brett made, he ordered all these like huge ice cube tray equivalents that you, because I'm like, do we have to go to the Buc-ee's every time and buy ice? Like, there's not, what do we do about this? And you buy these big ice trays, but they're huge, chunky ones. People probably know more about this than I do. I mean, that's just what I thought.
Have them so advanced that they have a hookup to their house that really cold water like pours straight into the bath. I mean, well,
we went through this whole thing and then I'm like, question, why don't you just get in our swimming pool? I mean, it's freezing. I just get it. Why have we gone through this whole exercise in February, in March? Get in our pool. So,
but I do think with his pitching career, an ice bath is a good idea. A lot of athletes do it.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
Well, okay. With the doctor's appointments, you know, they give you the pamphlets.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about our declawing cats, which I really wish we declawed these people.
You got a declawing cat pamphlet at the place where they sonogrammed your parts?
I was leaving the sonogram yesterday and she gave me a bunch of pamphlets, but it made me think of like the one time I got a pamphlet on declawing. Like we were adopting our cat and they ask you the question like, will you ever declaw them? And we're like, well, if it starts ruining furniture, maybe. We turn in the application, they scan it, and they look at us like we are the worst people on earth. And they're like, oh, go read this pamphlet and come back.
No, no. I didn't
know. And we go read the pamphlet, and it basically is like declawing is like cutting off this part of your finger. And it's like your first, not your main knuckle, but the little joint right before that. That's like cutting that off on a cat. So then we had to go back and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. We had no idea. We would never declaw a cat. And then
I swear to you, I think that they gave you a bigger runaround than I got doing foster care. I swear, adopting out of foster care. I mean, my goodness.
Well, this was in San Francisco and these cats had apartments and the dogs basically had condos and it was an unbelievable facility. It was very nice. But yeah, that's a pamphlet that actually worked.
It worked. So do you wish you would have done it?
Yeah.
It's just us. You can tell us. Nobody here is going to turn you in.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend about it. She's like, oh. Yeah, I said the same thing. And then I sure did take him straight to the vet and get him declawed. And I was like, I mean, I'm contemplating buying some furniture to make our house a little nicer. And every time I look at something, I'm like, they're probably going to ruin it. They're going to ruin that too.
I'm about to get Abby spayed. Are they going to be mad about that?
No, spading is allowed.
Ask Bob Barker.
Don't forget to get your pet spayed and neutered. Love it.
Yeah, Price is right. Yeah, she's about to get spayed. And I can only hope that calms her down.
I think that's going to work. I think that actually will really work.
Can I tell you one other little side note that gets on my nerves?
You want to get sidetracked on something?
Yes. Yeah, gets on my nerves. And I'm sorry if you've done this, people. If you say this, you are still my sister in Christ, but I need you to stop. When I did foster care, people would come up to me and be like, oh, we fostered dogs. No. I do not care. Do not liken your fostering a dog. Well,
you just did it the other way.
What does that mean?
You compared the other way.
That's true.
Compared your fostering to my fostering and adoption.
I didn't say like, that's not adoption. I'm the one who adopted. I didn't go there, but I'm just saying. And then sometimes I'll see those commercials with, is it like Sally Struthers? And it shows the most mangled, mangy dogs and all this. And it's just sad music. And I'm like, and it is sad, y'all. I'm not saying it's not sad, but it's like, in the world, there are 300 million pets that are, and I want to be like, do you know that there are kids in your community that are not eating, that are sleeping in CPS offices? Like, then I get on this big soapbox. It might be my menopausal rage. That's another syndrome.
Yep.
Okay. What are you sidetracked by?
Something really holy. Should we go there? I mean, I could just say
have you used it yet?
No. I've ordered it, but I'm sidetracked by it because I'm looking into like how much weight should you get? Like some of them are adjustable, but the ones I was looking at, it was a set weight and all the girls at the retreat had a 12-pound vest.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear,
they said you should do 10% of your goal weight. And I'm like, y'all want to be 120 pounds, but they said, no, it's just, it gets kind of heavy. So.
Oh, okay. No, I hear what you're saying. And I just asked the dumbest question. I asked if you wear it under your clothes, but of course not, because you already told us that's how the FedEx knew to whistle at the moms.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could put a coat on top.
Do they have cute colors?
Yeah, they do.
It's not just like the black, like back brace looking thing.
No, one was like a cute aqua, if you're into aqua. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let us know. I'd like, okay, so I'd like a update on that next
week. The only trouble is like the Amazon picture, the girl that's wearing it is a not human body style. Her waist is so ridiculous. It doesn't look right. I don't like looking at the pictures of the people wearing the weighted vests on Amazon.
Okay. Well,
I wish they could redo that. I could wish I could unsee that.
Okay, when you get yours, I want you to post a picture. And then we're going to tell people, if you're going to order one, just don't look at the picture. Look at Heather in hers. Okay. And we're going to replace that for everyone because we're full service.
Okay.
So
what are you sidetracked by?
I am sidetracked by a good carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
Forever, I mean, not the suitcase. Great. Have the suitcase. And by the way, I'm a firm believer that you can, and people disagree on this, and I get it, but people, like, you can get the really expensive luggage, but I'm convinced you might as well just get the cheaper stuff because I've had both, and they none of it wear that well. Get the cheaper. It's almost disposable. And use it for 3 trips and toss it. But a good carry-on bag, which I'd never had one until 6 or 8 months ago. And boy, it makes me happy every time. It's cute. It's quilted. It's not my Free People backpack, but same idea.
Is it your Free People?
No, but and it has, you can crossbody it or just carry it over your shoulders. It has a bunch of pockets and it is cute. Now, I'd like to have it monogrammed. Like I said, I want to do my Free People, which I still haven't done. But a good carry-on bag, I don't really have one to give y'all.
Where's this one from?
This one was, I think I'd mentioned this one time that I was in, I didn't have one and my friends were with me and I was speaking in Nashville or Franklin or somewhere. And everyone's like, this is stupid. You don't even have a carry-on. So we went to they took me to the Ross. There's nothing I hate like a Ross or a Marshalls. Unless you're a sponsor. If you're a sponsor, you're great.
You no, don't I enjoy it. That. Mm-mm. Oh, I do. I love a good hunt.
I don't like to hunt.
I like a good hunt for a name brand at a low price.
Okay. So I bet I got it. Does there.
Sound like a commercial?
Love it. I know I do. I would just say this. I would say everybody, you need one that's the, you know, a kind of bigger size. You can get a lot in it. It's kind of expandable looking kind of thing. Tons of pockets in it. A long strap and just the little shorter one. So you can crossbody it or not. And
does it have the thing that can slip on the handle of the?
Yes. Slips on your luggage.
Yeah.
And I bet you this one, I went all out and I bet I spent $29 at the Ross. And it's hard to spend $30 at Ross. So there you go.
Okay, well, you'll need to tell us what the brand name is. I am also sidetracked by your friend's new book.
Who's my friend?
Good old Anne with no E. Here it is on the video. Loved to Life. This is going to be my. This is going to be my Lent study. It's 40 days to lead up to Easter, so it's a 40-day pilgrimage with Love himself that will change your life. Mm. So. I love it. It's pretty. And then like she's got all these pretty drawings that I think one of her relatives did. Anywho.
Hey, we should let's get her on the show to talk about that when it's close to Lent. Can you do that? Should.
She dedicated it to my first agent I had.
Oh, how lovely.
Bill Jensen.
Will you let's get her on the show. She'll be a good one. We don't have a lot of guests, but I think we can.
Oh, it was edited by my friend from college.
Oh boy.
Stephanie Rishi. Shout out, Stephanie. That means she's getting promoted at Tyndale. Okay. Good job, Stephanie. Way to go. Anywho.
Good book.
And okay. Voskamp, Love to Life. It looks really pretty. I think you could leave this out around. I mean, it's a really pretty book, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really pretty.
This is not good lighting.
We're going to get her on the show. Work on that. She's my best friend.
She's your best friend. Just text her. Mm-hmm. Ask her to call in.
Okay. Second thing, okay. The second thing I have is the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz Pencil. Am I saying Anastasia right? I guess. I don't know. My friend that gets on the Marco Polo with me, she's, oh gosh, she has the best skin and she's so pretty. Shout out, Marianne. And I was like, her eyebrows are fantastic. So I went and got the pencil and she's like, I mean, she has darker skin than I do. But anyway, and they told me which one to get, whatever. I'm going to tell you something. Do I look a fraction of as good as Marianne does with that pencil? No. And especially at the moment because I have yesterday's makeup on. But I do think it's a good pencil. And penciling the brows, I think that's one of the things when you get older, you've really got to get that done.
Yeah, I do the liquid
brow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's got a little applicator.
Yeah. I like this. They'll say applicator.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds like something I don't want to talk about. Okay. So yeah, I like the brow pencil. What's your, what
Anastasia
else you got?
Anastasia brow pencil. Let's get it out. Severance. Are you a Severance watcher?
No, I really thought we were talking about when you got fired, when someone gets fired and you have to negotiate it. I went straight to law. No. What's that? Have you, you've told me about this. It's where you're at work and then you're not at work. Yeah. And then your memories overlap.
No. You like the in any, the person who's in the office has no awareness of the outie's life and the outie has no awareness of the innie's life.
I think you're double dipping. You've told us about this.
I know, but the second season just came out and they're releasing one a week, like old school style. And it's like, so we have to plan out when are we all going to sit down and watch it. And we did get all of us to start watching it, but slowly it's just become me, Bruce, and Price, my junior. But it's still kind of a fun thing to all watch together. And it's so well done. It's so well done. But you have to be okay with a little sci-fi and a little bit of
yeah.
I know, a little weirder. It's very slow paced.
Well, okay, Severance. No, we haven't watched it. We're still kind of plowing through Lost, and I only watch like every third one. And now that we've had some real serious domestic plane issues recently around here.
But you're getting into like weirder stuff, right? Like the sci-fi parts are not yet.
Yeah, and I'm not in for that.
Okay.
Okay, last thing.
Yeah.
Is it my last one? Yeah. Uh-huh. And maybe we'll talk more about this. I don't know. Maybe this is a Super Tracker thing, but we were talking about grad gifts and that kind of thing.
Yeah. We're going to, somebody asked us to share graduation gift ideas since we're kind of in that zone and having had a senior and you've had one, I would just say get on it now. Buy a lot of
already ordered. Thing. Already ordered dollars because once somebody starts handing them out, you're like, oh, they all already got towels.
And
oh,
I did feel like April was full of parties, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. This isn't the gift to give like everybody, but I don't even have this thing, but I gave it to Kate and Kate liked it so much she gave it to her boyfriend for Valentine's Day. And so and you can get them anywhere from like $75 to $400. But we have like the $70 or $80 version, but it's like a mini projector that Bluetooths from your phone and then they can watch movies on the wall or the ceiling or whatever.
And is it high quality? Like I always wonder, is it high quality?
She said it's great. The only thing is the room has to be really dark. And so
and that then sound works. Is the sound coming out of the projector or out of your phone?
I didn't.
Maybe
ask
you
that
could
question.
Also connect a speaker.
Maybe I didn't ask her that question, but they all have those remote speakers, those wireless speakers. Maybe that goes through there. I don't know, but she loves it. And then her roommates are always taking it. And then she bought one for the boyfriend. And so, I mean, we can link the one that we bought that I bought her again, full disclosure. I've never seen it, used it, dealt with it. Nothing. I mean, I literally gave it, Mike and I gave it to her for Christmas. Haven't seen it since. But I thought that's a pretty good gift if you need, because like you buy the mass gifts for the kids that you just kind of know, right? But then there's like those other friends and you're like, gosh, we got to do a little bit better. And I was like, that's not a bad gift to give. Yeah. Or even a college grad maybe. I don't know. I have both. I'm thinking college about high school and college too. So, yeah. Okay. That's my other one. Did you have one more?
Nope. That's it.
That was three. Oh, you had weighted vests. Oh, and Voskamp's new book and Severance.
So we'll just keep talking and we need to also update people on Mike because apparently there's been a tuna recall that someone
let us know. I wasn't aware, but we'll talk about that on
Super didn't know. Factor. So he's still eating it. And then we'll talk about our ideas for if you buy a home, what to look for and grad gifts. So meet us over there, Super Trackers. One real quick thing, if you are a Super Tracker and you haven't been able to get yours to work yet, make sure you look at the email they sent you and it gives you instructions. And if you still can't get it to connect to whatever player you use, please email us. Silly to, you know. And I started adding for Super Tracker episodes, Super Tracker exclusive, so that you can tell the difference in your player. Because some people are like, I don't think I'm getting them. But there you go. That's
well, it. We would love to help anytime. And by we, that means Heather, because I have no idea. And Heather, knock them dead this week with all your stuff and knock them dead in Colorado at Focus. And we would like you to give us an update next time on how it goes.
Yeah, I will. All right.
And hey, and start training for your 5K, everybody, because Cynthia's coming to Momco and I am going to light it up.
Light it up.